I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kevin, we got a DM about you.
Who's sending DMs about me?
Are you nervous?
Yeah. A little bit.
It is the Brett Maga Show. We received a DM about you, Kevin, and not just you, about your daughter.
Okay.
Yes. Now he seems a little bit less nervous.
Someone sent me a message about you and your daughter, both.
Hannah's going to read it to you and let you react to it, Kevin, just authentically.
Okay.
Says, good morning. Will you please pass this message on to Kevin?
Oh, boy, will we ever.
It says, I met his daughter at the loading dock this weekend. I'm sure she has people approach her all the time because of her dad, but she was very lovely. I've always had an interest in her story because I'm a speech therapist and I used to teach at St. Joseph's Institute for the Deaf. Tell him his money was well spent at CID. Her speech is amazing.
Aww. That's so very kind. You know, it's so funny. I mean, there's three great schools here in St. Louis. There's St. Joe's Academy, there's the Moog, and then there's CID. And we gravitated towards CID primarily because when Kennedy was born, that was like the one that was just the first one we saw. It was also the closest one to our house.
If anyone's new to the show, recap a little bit of Kennedy's story for them, even though you've told it so many times so beautifully, but retell Kennedy's story real quick.
So my daughter, gosh, who's 20 years old, so it was 20 years ago, was born deaf. And in fact, she was born with CMV, cytomegalovirus. And unfortunately, one of the major side effects of that virus is it does take your hearing, and it takes it later. So Kennedy failed her hearing screening. She was able to hear a little bit in one ear, but the other ear had no hearing at all.
Every single test they take your baby for, you just think the worst. Like, I don't know, your heart, and nothing's most likely going to be wrong, but your heart is and your stomach is always in knots. And then to come back and hear that she'd failed it, were you just like a ball of nerves then?
Yeah, very much so.
Really?
But the good news was she did have a little bit of hearing, and she had that little bit of hearing in her left ear for about 2 years, which I think was really what helped her and why she has such great speech. I think that, you know, having the natural sound really helped her. We were then at CID. We started there when she's about two or so. And then they also were like, you know what, we're going to think about implanting that dead ear because you can't hear out of her right ear. You know, what do you guys think? So we gave it a shot. And then literally a couple weeks later, the left ear totally dropped off and we implanted that one.
Wow.
And she's been hearing with cochlear implants ever since and just doing an amazing job. And, you know, I can't say enough great things about CID. But again, every school here in the area, the Moog, St. Joe's as well, awesome schools. And it's just so cool to be in such a community that cares so much about the health, especially about the hearing health.
I was going to say, this does sound like a very, very strong community, from speech therapists to all the different schools. And it seems like there's so much like support and education around this, which I'm sure was comforting.
Yeah. And I love the nice, you know, your money was well spent.
Yeah.
It was not my money. We were fortunate enough that CID was able to give us a scholarship.
Wow.
And
wow.
We were also fortunate enough that the school district my daughter is in, the Jerseyville School District, helped pay for Kennedy to continue at CID until she was five, and then she transitioned into a regular kindergarten class, and then the rest, as they say, is history. She graduated, and now she's at SIUE.
Everyone who runs into your daughter is always impressed with her and the way she carries herself and the way she just has like the biggest heart and is just so loving. And it's because of you and Sarah have done such an amazing job as parents, and she's such an amazing person and just another person who organically ran into her and was just blown away by the daughter that you've helped raise. So bravo to the entire family.
That's very kind, you know. And again, I can't say enough things about CID. You know, we always talk about it takes a village to raise a child. Being the village idiot, I'm so glad that I'm in this village that helped me raise my daughter.
I do love the line where she said, you know, people will probably approach Kennedy all the time because of her dad.
Yeah, right. Big deal.
Well, she can't even serve at the loading dock. She's like, guys, I have tables to work on. Please leave me alone. I'll tell my dad you said hi. No, Kennedy is amazing. So is her story. Hopefully it inspires others.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.